me off again. It turned me off all the time, Doug.
Turns me off all the time. God.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Happy Universal. Turn me on. Yeah. Come
on. He hasn't even started to sing yet.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. At story time, Beyond Good Day, later in the hour, Chef Louis is going to join us with a wooden plank. Wooden planks is supposedly a good way to grill fish.
Yeah.
A lot
yes,
of
they are.
Grilling. 4th of July food in the focus later in the hour with Chef Louis. And also, we'll talk about what I fed Charlotte for dinner last night.
I am smelling it, I think.
You may be.
Can you get my feet?
Charlotte is under at the moment. Charlotte goes back and forth between me and Heather. And she's especially, I've been feeding her things out of the garden because it's good. She has, last night she had spinach, but she's, I was just in the
and a gopher.
Room. No, but she has this amazing way. I have the these very flavorful vitamins that I put in her food. And so I'll often put things that are good for her, like little carrots, a little summer squash, a few little potatoes, and the things are out of the garden now, and spinach. So she doesn't like spinach.
And she eats vegetables because most dogs don't like vegetables.
Yeah, well, especially them, leafy ones. They won't eat leafy ones.
Well, if you put them, if you mix them in the right way, it's fine. But she picked the spinach pieces, and these are fairly small. She picked the spinach out of her food and spit them out on the floor. No, I'm just looking on the floor now in there where she had picked the spinach out and on the floor.
She said, I'm no Popeye.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it's 9 minutes after the hour. The story at DougStephan.com today, actually in our video of the day box, Richie has some audio. If you have ever thought that there's a lot of today's pop music that is, in essence, the same. How many times do you hear me say that? I feel that pop music that I love, I'm a fan of pop music. I don't like most, you know, some of the deeper forms of music. I like spiritual and sacred and secular music from my days at Heidelberg singing in the choir. I learned a great appreciation from Dr. Ohl for that sort of thing. But I'm not, I don't listen to it on the radio. I don't go to the classic station. I don't like most of what I hear that is off the beaten path of popular music. So anyway, I have followed this and I guess we've got the proof that what I've said over the years is in fact true. Today's video of the day is a mashup of many of the big hits in pop music over the past year. They all sound, well, you make up your mind. Listen to this sort of...
You know, it's funny because we have all of our summer interns here now at the network.
Yeah.
And one of the things I asked them to do was just, you know, pick out, you know, a bunch of newer songs that we need to use as, you know, rejoin music and
right.
whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're picking, they do Adele.
Yeah, Adele's good.
And then they do Ellie Goulding.
I don't know who Ellie Goulding is.
And then they do Rihanna.
Yep, got Rihanna.
And then they do, you know, this new song by Calvin Harris. And then they do this new song.
These are all our bumps, our new bumps.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, and all these kinds of songs. And I'm going through them and just checking their edits and everything, and I'm like, it's the same drum track on every song.
Uh-huh.
The same. It's the same drum
beat. It's all electronic.
On every single
song. Like a metronome.
Song. So then you move over to YouTube, and the new popular thing is to go through and do these mashups of songs so they can see how similar they are.
I hear, Reggie.
And it's amazing how much of this stuff you will find on YouTube, Doug. So, but this one is an extremely good job of taking all of the current hits that you're hearing on the radio today and just basically showing you it's all the same song.
Pretty much. Besides the country stuff.
Carla Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
LMFAO, sorry.
LMFAO?
Don't ask.
Laughing my boobs off.
You're a funny...
Yes. Asteroid.
Yeah. Sounds like the
Florida.
It's a Ryan Seacrest's countdown.
It does sound like Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. But, I mean, it's just the beat stays the exact same.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
What was that video, Rich, that you found on YouTube of four chords?
Satriani?
Brilliant.
No, it wasn't a Satriani thing. Coldplay Satriani thing. That's kind of one of the things that started all this. But basically, these two guys play a piano and a guitar, and they took these four chords and they played like 65 songs with the same four chords and the same progression.
Awesome video. Yeah. Find it on YouTube.
I can't remember what it was, but like A E D G. And they just went and changed this song, and the tempo changed a little bit, but the chord progression was exactly the same.
It's real campy, funny. It's cute.
All right, so we made our point anyway. All of today's music, and this is not a criticism, I suppose. Some people will take it as such. It's an observation that is fairly easy to prove as you listen to all of that stuff. Now, if we go back to my era, who put the bop in the bop, she bop, she bop? Who put the ram in the ram?
A lot of the same thing.
Same. Mm-hmm. The Four Seasons sang the same song over at least 50 times.
Sure.
All right?
But who cares? It's fun.
Right.
That's why it's catchy, because we hear it over and over again.
I went to a friend's house this past weekend, and we played guitar for like 4 hours. He plays keyboards and bass, and his other friend came over and played drums. And we just jammed. Mm-hmm. And I made the joke and proved it that you can play 22 Elvis songs with the same three chords.
There you go.
And it's just, you're like,
okay. But Elvis is much better than Katy Perry.
Well, I mean, hey, it depends on your viewpoint. But
my viewpoint is Elvis is much better than Katy Perry.
You and I would think that.
I think they're both kind of a little gimmicky.
Gimmicky. What, with the pink hair? You never saw Elvis wear pink hair.
With his wiggle?
That's right.
Elvis with sunglasses.
Elvis was not gimmicky.
No.
Oh, no.
What?
No. Elvis was the original. Elvis did something nobody else had ever done, and that was popularized black music in the white world, and nobody else could do that before him.
All right. So there. Don't you forget it.
You wouldn't be listening to
the
stuff you listen to today if it weren't for Elvis.
Those were so average.
Yeah.
What, the sunglasses?
The sunglasses.
I have at least 7 pair of those. How dare you call them average? How dare you? All right. Who's up first with the stories? You have time for a couple of stories here. Beyond Good Day stories coming right up. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows 7 ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now, 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
But I did it all for the cookie.
Hi, Jennifer Horn has our first story. Richie's got one in a few minutes. All right, Jen.
I love this song, first of all. All right, so I'm a little outraged, even though I'm laughing. And do you know why I'm outraged? Well, apparently this is a thing that happens every year during the president, well, during election years. The two first ladies, once we know our candidates, the two first ladies square off in a cookie bake-off. Mm. Have you heard about this? Romney and Michelle Obama are squaring off in a favorite cookie bake-off contest for Family Circle magazine.
So now, are they going to be together in the same room doing this, or are they just going to prepare
cookies?
No,
they submit recipes, and then the people, the readers get to choose,
this
and yada, yada.
Sexist.
But this is pretty sexist. And you
I
know
can
what?
Make it's, cookies.
It's been going on since 1992, so it's not like a super historical
Hillary
thing.
Clinton made cookies?
Yes, and that was what I was getting to. Hillary Clinton made cookies for this thing. And to add insult to injury and industry, Michelle Obama, you know, is all about homegrown veggies and blah, blah, blah. Well, her cookies don't necessarily seem that healthy. They are the white and dark chocolate chips.
Yum!
That the godmother of her kids created. And then Ann Romney's doing an M&M cookie that she swears her grandkids can't resist. I just feel like, aren't we getting passes? Why? As a woman, I'm a little offended that the first ladies don't get to talk about issues that are important to them. They instead get to submit cookie recipes.
What are you talking about?
Magazine.
Yeah, that's not important. Cookie recipes? Good heavens. I'd like to have a cook-off between the two main contenders, never mind their wives.
Yeah, now that would be fun.
I'd rather, yeah, I'd like to see Obama and Romney.
Like a grill-off or something, like a barbecue.
That would be cool.
No, make them bake cookies.
You know what would be cool is for Romney and Obama and then one supporter or two supporters of them each just to have a beer summit at the White House.
Yeah.
And then to interview the Beer Summit guys and see what they thought, just like regular Joes.
Are you volunteering, Rich?
Yeah, I'm not a regular Joe. I have an opinion, so you wouldn't learn a lot from me, I don't think.
Well, we know that. We've got that every day. We
right, yeah. I mean, it's not, I got nothing.
Right.
But as a boy, does this bother you? And then Heather, as a woman, does this bother you?
It's silly.
It is silly.
Right? It is kind of dumb.
And you know who's going to be the reporter?
Mm-mm.
Ann Curry will be there.
Oh, right. No.
First, Fast and Factual.
She's got to cover it all.
Live from the Presidential Wives Cook-Off, the Bake-Off.
The ovens are warming.
Yes, they are. And I can see the heat coming out of both sides. Who will win this momentous challenge? Find out next year on Good Day.
David J. Smith of Newswatch magazine. In January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Richie's stopping me up for this with, you're going to love this story. 24 after the hour at Good Day.
This is Heather's story.
Oh, Heather's story.
My story is still to come.
We're cliffhanger on that for Richie.
Yeah, and my story will send Doug into an apoplectic rage.
Oh, I thought it was this story.
No. This is Heather's story.
All right, Heather,
my story is coming up, and Doug will absolutely freak.
Okay.
Well, this is about, I don't know if anybody's heard about it. You know how they have, like, cycling groups? They, all those people out there.
Them.
Have cycling groups.
Right.
Them people.
Them.
We are the men on bikes.
John, my mechanic on the farm.
Exactly.
Them guys.
Them
you
guys.
Talk about them guys all the time.
These bicycle groups are really popular.
They're huge,
my friend
like across
it, yeah.
the country. And like in San Francisco, for instance, over the past 5 years, there's been over 70% increase in bike traffic, which has decreased, you know, your car traffic.
And that's
wonderful for our carbon footprint.
How many people are getting run over?
Well, one particular man, and this I was
only one?
Really curious. No, in the past year, there's been three alone that have been struck and killed by bicycles in San Francisco.
Bicycle riders are killing other people.
Are hitting people, like going down, think of the hills.
This is the angle. I got it. Okay.
There's a man who was riding his bike. They were on a 25-mile track,
right.
Just coming back in. He was trying to beat his personal speed. He's pictured this coming down the hills of San Francisco. He sees a yellow light. He's going at like 35 miles an hour.
Uh-oh.
And then he starts to see all the people come out, into the crosswalk. And quote unquote, according to him, he said that he was too committed to it and just couldn't stop. And so he just looked for the less populated area of the crosswalk. Well, he blew through this 71-year-old man, struck and killed him. Now, previously, there's another case in the past year where someone also was killed by a cyclist, a pedestrian, and it was a misdemeanor for vehicular manslaughter.
Oh, yeah.
He received 3 years probation, 500 hours of community service, and restitution of $15,000 to the family.
That's pretty cheap.
With this particular case for Chris Boucher, 36 of San Francisco, he is going to be tried, and they're looking at trying him as a felony count, which he could serve 16 months in prison for this.
But he killed somebody.
Yeah. Right. Well, previously, there have been no felony charges in cases such as this. They've been misdemeanors.
But was it an accident or was it
intentional?
Okay.
Intentional.
If you ran over the same person with a car, do you think you'd get the same treatment?
You
absolutely not.
Yes.
Absolutely. You'd be in jail for 8 years.
You'd be in jail
This guy, Chris, he also went on to a blog for his cycling group after this had happened, right?
Yeah.
And he states that it was dedicated to his helmet, which was cracked. And he paid homage to his helmet
and
a prayer, a blessing for saving his life. I mean, how gross is that? And I guess people really responded to it, so it was taken down.
Oh, so they should respond to it by taking him and putting him up.
Throw the book at him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hang him on a cross on his bicycle. Motocross. What's motocross?
What's motocross? Right. I think they have engines.
Engines,
with that.
Okay, all right. A bikey cross, then. That's just disgusting. And what's, I go back to, I mean, I think this is why these stories are so good. Food for thought. Think about it. And who would have thought? I mean, I've never even thought of this in my life. Never knew of accidents. I mean, maybe in the back of my mind, I can recall hearing something once. But here's the story of these things going on and on and on. And the people who are on the bicycle who are actually running over other people and killing them getting treated differently than if they were running a light in a car.
Why?
They're both, right. The victims, I mean, are the victims.
Exactly.
And it was, and their carelessness and bad judgment that has created the situation. That's good for, that's really good food for thought. Heather, thank you. Richie's coming up with his story, then Chef Louie on Good Day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer Confidence Reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information on the source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit NSF.org or call 888.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
So Rich McFadden has his Beyond Good Day input before we get to Chef Louis DeAngelis, and he said this is going to send me over the top.
You are going to love this.
Am I?
So last week in Houston, Texas, Natalie Plummer was riding her bike home from the grocery store.
Another bike story?
That's about as far as the bike story goes. So she noticed police officers pulling over speeders.
Oh, I love this story.
Yeah, I knew you would.
We have this story at DougStephan.com.
Oh, we
go
do?
Ahead. Keep going. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
So she takes one of her grocery bags and makes a makeshift sign warning drivers about the speed trap ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Cops walk up and arrest her.
Oh, my God.
For standing on a part of the street where there was no sidewalk, which she claims is not true. She
that's
says she
all
was,
they could come up
she
with.
Never left okay. the sidewalk, but that's all that she could come up with. She denied not being on the sidewalk. So they took her to jail for 12 hours and let her out. They went through her backpack and threatened to arrest her for obstruction of justice, which is a felony charge. And they said that her method of alerting police activity has been unprecedented, so they didn't have any laws covering it.
Yeah, and there aren't any laws covering it. We've been through this 100 times.
Right.
Those jerks who wear the uniform that give police officers who do a good job a bad name, they're jerks.
So,
and this poor woman victimized, this is her freedom of speech. I think she ought to go to court and sue the hell out of the Houston Police Department for false arrest.
Did I tell you?
I just,
So we've all flashed our headlights, you know. But, so the thing I found interesting.
Moon the next police officer you see. Yes, go ahead.
There you go. Some states allow, or it's not illegal to flash your headlights.
It is.
Some states, it is illegal to flash
your
headlights.
It is an expression of freedom of speech. It's been now through the court several times. They cannot arrest you and make it stick.
Laws in New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Florida allow you to flash your headlights. But states like Arizona, Alaska forbid it. And in Washington State,
Supreme Court,
you could be fined $124 for flashing your headlights within 400 feet of another vehicle for any reason.
What kind of headlights are we talking about?
And those that I would actually pay you $124.
I flash my. Here's what we do here on the farm. We're going back and forth, and I might have my hands busy. Edgar and I pass each other on the road, or some of the other people. Edgar and I do this probably a couple of times a day. We just flash our headlights at each other. He's coming toward me with his truck, and I'm going in another direction. We do this all the time. So you're telling me that I could be arrested for doing that? Go ahead. I want somebody to arrest me for doing that. I want somebody to arrest me.
In Massachusetts, Dudley.
Yes,
Richard. Flashing your car headlights is not illegal, but could result in a police officer pulling you over, asking whether you have defective headlights.
Good.
Which, so he'll pull you over and say, do you have defective headlights? And you'll say no.
Yeah.
And if you say yes, you'll get a ticket for having defective headlights.
It's intimidating.
Exactly.
If you say no,
they'll
harass you for flashing your headlights.
The government of the United States versus its citizens, once again.
Then they'll ask you whether you have health care.
Yeah. Get a card out for health care. Okay, well, you accomplished several things, Richie.
Tweety
was a good story. Got me cranked up. The story is at DougStefan.com of this Houston woman who was arrested after she stood by the road, held up the side.
One last question
picture
here,
at DougStefan.com. Yes,
Richie. One last question. So we are not allowed to alert other citizens of an impending speed trap. Yet when there's a speed camera, when there's VASCAR where they do you from the airplane, there's always a sign on the side of the road saying VASCAR, whatever,
right.
Here.
Patrolled by whatever.
Red light camera. They always warn you about it. How come we're not allowed to do the same thing that apparently they are required to do when they set up a speed trap?
Very good question. Let's sue them. Or arrest them. Let's make a citizen's arrest.
There you go, Barney.
Next time you see a policeman out there with a radar gun, let's stop and make a citizen's arrest. That ought to go over pretty well. All right, let's see who's got the courage to do that over a 4th of July weekend.
Because I'll have that crippling under lock and key in 24 hours, and my name ain't Reliable Barney Fife.
Yep, that's me.
Right, that's it. Thank you, Barney McFadden.
That's right.
800-510-8255 always reacts to that sort of thing. Let's see if we can eat this. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with some ideas. The 4th of July grilling is important. Food safety is important. Somebody asked me to ask you about whether this is a good idea. This person is suggesting that a wooden plank is a good way to grill fish. And in order to do that, you should soak the plank in water for a couple of hours before using it to grill. Then add a cup of citrus juice or wine onto the plank. And then use some kind of a sturdy fish like salmon or swordfish, and don't flip it. All right. So
the best thing is to make sure you got the right wood plank.
Yes.
Because you need cedar for that.
Cedar.
Cedar is very porous, so it'll drag in all the moisture, it'll bring in the water, and it won't burn. And it'll impart a great flavor.
My question is, if you put it on the grill, how do you keep the plank from burning?
Hmm.
You soak it in water for hours.
Oh, that's
Making kebabs, the same thing. You soak the wooden skewers, and they won't burn.
And the same thing with corn. You should have corn soaked.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't use treated wood, please, folks, for this.
Can we use laminate?
Right. Don't rip a deck board off.
Not a message to use cedar, though, because it's so porous, and it does give you a good flavor.
All right, so there it is.
What kind of heat would you use on that, Louis?
Hot heat, Richie.
No, I mean a low flame or a medium?
Miami.
Miami heat. Medium.
A medium flame? Okay.
Medium flame.
You're going to have to close the grill top because you're actually making it.
So would you do an indirect heat? Like I have three burners on my gas grill. Would I turn the middle burner off and then use indirect heat with the first and third burner?
As long as the grill is good and hot, put all three of them on first.
Jennifer, you got that? He's got three burners on his grill.
It's hot, Doug.
Yeah, it's very hot.
How many burners you have on your grill, Doug?
See, you can check my burner.
All he needs is one.
That's all. All right, so Louis, did you know that you can grill lettuce? Also, I saw this in one of these eatery thingamabubbers. Delicious side dish for your summer barbecues. Brush romaine with oil and vinegar.
Yeah, it's like a
grill over medium heat for 1 minute until slightly charred. It would be wilted. Why would it be any good if it's all wilted? Ugh.
Oh, wilted greens are great.
Are they?
If you take iceberg and cut it into a wedge and put a little oil and vinegar on it, put it on the grill like that, it comes out wonderful. It really does.
All right, so that's something I've never tried before. You think about the squash or the corn or something like, the summer squash, pretty good. Put it in aluminum foil, a little butter, bingo, bango, it's great. I hadn't thought about this, romaine lettuce on the grill. All right, doesn't seem to be substantial.
Romaine, it's not as good as if you use a wedge, though, of iceberg, and it just comes out nice. It's something different, and it's tasty.
All right, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, one of the most popular chefs in the Southeast. He fixes restaurants, fixes problems, and he'll give us some ideas on food safety and the things that'll make your food taste even better than the idea of planking. It's coming right up here on Good Day, 17 and a half for the hour.
Final days of Lumber Liquidators liquidation sale.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals at a major meal liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but you must pick it up before the month ends. Get first quality laminates, hardwood, and bamboo for up to 54% less. Plus, too many other amazing deals to mention here. And get special extended financing. These deals will not last. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but only through Saturday at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this weekend through July 4th and save $10 on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save $8 on a kid's canopy chair, now just $9.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back at Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace stores June 29th through July 4th. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer or Richie or Heather. Chef Louis DeAngelis, one of our regular contributors here. And we don't do this sort of thing on our Facebook or Twitter pages, and I wonder if we ought to. The kinds of things that Louis passes along, these kind of helpful hints. Why don't we do the board thing? Oh, we do that?
That's more of a Twitter thing. Yeah.
That is. All right. Okay. So we're into the 4th of July, which is next Wednesday. Grilling the partying, if you will, this weekend, next weekend. Pretty much everybody is off. Certainly, there's not much work getting done, let's put it that way, over the next week or so. So if you're grilling, Louis wants to help you out with some ideas, and not only about cooking, but how to stay safe. Aren't most of these, why would there be a worry about safety here, Louis?
Well, you know what, Doug? When it comes to the 4th of July or any big picnic or party you have, you load up the refrigerator. You know, there's more in the fridge than on a normal day. And what happens is, and it's a place that we have that disasters can happen, because you'll have a big bowl of chicken, say, that you're going to cook chicken out on the grill. And next to it, you have a big, a London broil or your hamburgers all pre-made on a platter. And we jam it into the fridge. And what we don't realize is if they're not covered completely, okay, you're liable to have cross-contamination, even in a cold refrigerator, because when you start jamming things in there, the chicken might be overlapping, hanging out of the dish, and it touches up against your hamburger, or it touches up against your London broil or your ribs, and that's how you get contamination through all your food. And it's very dangerous. It happens all the time. And people say, geez, I kept everything separate. I washed everything, but they don't look to the refrigerator where everything is jammed in so tight, and you can get a lot of cross-contamination from there. So you got to be real careful. Cover your meats ahead of time. Cover them good so that if the dishes are touching each other, the meats stay separate.
Wow, who would have ever thought of that?
Yeah, I do.
Honestly.
That.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Did it over and over.
I've listened to Louis before.
Yeah. All right, so separate and protect the foods that you have in the refrigerator. Once you cook them, though, doesn't all that stuff go away unless it's something that you're eating raw like a salad, what would be the problem if you cook it?
Well, if, let's say you're going to have chicken breasts and you're going to have hamburgers or ribs. Yeah. And what happens is you put them together, Doug. You put them in separate bowls. You think you're doing right. But when you put them next to each other, they can touch each other. And that becomes a problem. And always remember, keep cold foods cold, hot foods hot.
Louis, though, what's the big deal if the chicken touches the beef and you cook it all? Still, well, foul no harm.
Well, because you're going to cook more than you're going to cook the beef. You know, you're going to cook your beef. You're not going to cook
yeah, that's right.
Because you have some of
and
the...
So, and if you have any kind of bacteria on that chicken, it's going to cross-contaminate.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
So I have a method, though, of cooking ahead of time for you that'll keep you safe, and it'll also keep things like chicken nice and juicy. You know, what happens is we want to cook chicken at a certain temperature and for a certain amount of time. We got to bring it up to 160, and you got to make sure that thoroughly. But at the same time, you don't want to do that to a flank steak or a London broil or burgers. So how do you mix all the different heats and temperatures on one grill? Well, the best thing to do, and what happens is you end up either drying your chicken out or undercooking your beef.
Right.
So a real simple method is take a nice baking dish, covered if you have it, a baking pan, and you put your chicken in that with some chicken broth, some white wine, some tarragon, all your favorite spices. Cover it tightly either with a topper with aluminum foil and bake it for an hour at 250. Take it out, let it cool, okay, and then put it back in the fridge. Do the same with, and now let's say you're making ribs. And this is a great restaurant secret with a lot of places that have barbecue ribs. And you look and say, but there's no barbecue here in this restaurant. What they do is they take the ribs, make yourself a little dry rub with salt, brown sugar, your favorite spices like dry mustard, cumin, coriander. Rub it down good. You put them in a baking dish, okay? Cover it with liquid smoke. I mean, soak them with liquid smoke. Cover it with foil, and you put that in the oven at 200, 250. Keep that in there for about an hour and a half. Now, they're almost cooked through. Now, when you're ready to serve, you take those ribs, slap them on the grill 5 minutes each side, and you get that charcoal crispiness. They're heated all the way through, and you're not going to dry them out because they're not laying on a flame for an hour and a half. Same with the chicken breasts. You take them, you put it on the grill 5 minutes aside, you get all those nice seared marks from the charcoal, from your grill, and it looks like it's been cooking all day, but when you cut into it, nice and juicy.
I would imagine
and tender.
That takes a little bit of practice, knowing how far to go in the oven so that you can still give it enough time on the grill to get it to your perfect done temperature.
Well, you know what? You can't hurt yourself because you're cooking at low temperature.
Okay.
You put it at a 200 to 250, you know, and you can leave the chicken in there for 2 hours because it's actually braising because it's sitting there with white wine and
what a great
and
idea.
Yeah, it's
never,
a great idea.
I never would have thought to do that.
I'll be sure to do that.
Yeah.
This weekend when I
when you're cooking all of your meats
cracking up
on
my
grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you even have a grill?
I do, as a matter of fact.
I thought you did.
Yeah. Hasn't been used. I can't remember the last time it's been used.
Your 60th birthday party.
I soup for falling through it.
Very, very funny. Some of these tips make it to Twitter and Facebook. Louis,
throw some veggies on that thing.
Be excused. Yeah, we have veggies around we can cook on there. Lots of good veggies actually coming out of the garden. Chef Louis DeAngelis, check out his, I guess you could say it's his CV at DougStephan.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
This feels like a holiday weekend coming up, but the holiday itself isn't until next Wednesday. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Certainly more than enough to talk about in the news. The Supreme Court upholding the health care reform law. The Republican-led House voting to hold the Attorney General of the United States in contempt. But truthfully, many of us are focused on something else. The weekend ahead, which feels like a holiday weekend. Sure, the 4th of July is just around the corner, but it's actually next Wednesday. Even so, it seems many of us are extending this weekend to include Monday, maybe even Tuesday and Wednesday, which would make it a five-day super weekend. In any case, it appears many of us will be on the move in the coming days.
AAA is projecting that 42.3 million Americans will travel this 4th of July weekend.
That's Heather Hunter at the AAA, who says a huge chunk of that 42 million will be doing it on the roads.
We have the highest travel volume in the past decade for automobile travel. We're expecting about 35.5 million people to travel by car.
Most of whom will be in the same lane you're in. The AAA also says hotels will cost more this year, while car rentals will be a little easier on the budget. As far as how far we're traveling, the average trip this year will be about 150 miles longer than last year's average trip. Wherever you're going and however you're getting there, just do it safely. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On Wall Street, the market rebounding late in the day. The Dow wound up with a 25-point loss to 12,602 after being sharply lower earlier in the day. S&P down 3, NASDAQ with a 26-point drop. Oil prices tumbling $2.52 a barrel, finishing at $77.69. By now, you are well aware of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the health care reform law, upholding the constitutionality of the measure. President Obama called it a victory for people all over the nation. Congressional Republicans still talking about a repeal of the law. Meanwhile, the Republican-led House was busy with something else yesterday.
The yeas are 255, the nays are 67, one member voting present. The resolution is agreed to.
And with that vote and gavel, the House voted to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress. Holder accused of withholding certain documents about the failed gun-walking operation known as Fast and Furious. The vote in the House came after dozens of Democratic lawmakers walked out of the House in protest. Guess who turns 5 years old today? Well, it's not really who, it's what. The device millions of people depend on to manage their daily lives is 5 years old today. The iPhone. Most analysts agree there's been no other device that has changed social and technological life in such a short time. I'm very proud to say I still own a dumb phone. Closing notes, we begin with this. The sound of an early summer sizzle, more searing heat across a wide stretch of the country. The Midwest was baking yesterday. In fact, more than 1,000 heat records have been broken across the country this week. The South and Northeast are next for this heat wave. So, where do you go when it's this hot? The beach, of course, but not all beaches are created equal when it comes to water quality. And according to a report from the National Resources Defense Council, there were plenty of problems with water quality last year.
There were 23,481 closing and advisory days at America's coastal and Great Lakes beaches in 2011.
That's John Devine at the NRDC, who says more than two-thirds of those closings were due to high levels of bacteria that exceeded public health standards. Let's get specific as to which beaches had the worst water quality and the best.
The Great Lakes region had the highest violation rate, while the Delmarva region had the lowest rate of violations.
So, Great Lakes bad, Delmarva good. Delmarva, by the way, includes the beaches of Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. One more question. Mr. Devine, why do you sound as if you're talking to us from the bottom of the ocean?
More than two-thirds of the closings and advisories in 2011 were issued because testing revealed indicator bacterial levels in the water.
Somebody get that guy a snorkel. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, the day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
wait, those are not bubbles.
Documents can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffens, the day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash. Hey, get good day to go.
Welcome to DougStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a good day to go, please.
Take us with you with a good day podcast.
Download and listen at your convenience
at DougStaffin.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.